Good morning, Mr. Lin Chang.
Hello.
So the geopolitical battle over human rights in China is going to come down to you and your beautiful instrument, eh?
I guess so.
Just one man and a violin at the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony tomorrow. Who are you playing for? I mean, some polite Norwegians or dissident Li Xiaobao, who actually can't be there?
I'm actually going to be playing for everybody.
Everybody in the world?
Yes.
You know, I'm thinking of Shostakovich. I'm thinking of protest songs, even hip-hop music. You know, this isn't the first time music is used to address social conflict, eh?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm from the 60s, from the Vietnam era. I believe in making love, not war.
And music, you know, in a sense, now that we're in the 21st century, is a form of software, right?
You might say so.
You know, is it also correct or possibly close to say you're kind of hacking into the Chinese power structure with your violin at a time of China's greatest power in the world?
Well, you might say I'm manipulating some of the digital numbers.
Well, we'll talk about what you're actually going to play. Hackers and fiddlers, eyes on the Peace Prize in Oslo in the War of Ideas. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. That was Lin Chang, the man who will be playing at the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony tomorrow. Stay tuned for a live interview with him a little later in the hour. It's Thursday, December 9th. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out. Headlee is out for one more day. Let's take a look at the morning's top news. MasterCard's corporate website down once again today, just hours after the Swedish government became the latest victim in the slew of WikiLeaks counterattacks. Their website was down for several hours this morning. It's said to be an act of retaliation from the group of pro-WikiLeaks hackers who took down MasterCard, Visa, and PayPal's websites yesterday after those companies shut down payments to WikiLeaks, the whistleblower. An unofficial spokesman for the hacker group Anonymous, who calls himself Cold Blood, tells our partner the BBC he's an activist or hacktivist, not a vandal.
When people protest, they take to the streets and the traffic can't get down the streets. It's basically the same thing what's happening with the DOS attacks. People are taken to the internet and there's so many people doing it that no one can get through to the website.
A DOS attack, for those of you following along at home, is a denial of service attack. Documents just keep coming from WikiLeaks. Meanwhile, the site has leaked 1,000 cables so far, 250,000 more to go. Some of the most recent cables released by WikiLeaks show China angrily dismissed U.S. concerns about imprisoned activist Liu Xiaobo. Xiaobo was named this year's Nobel Peace Prize winner, but won't be released to attend the Nobel Awards ceremony tomorrow. More about that a little later. In the meantime, China has created its own Peace Prize in response, but this year's winner of the Confucius Prize, a Taiwanese politician, tells our partner the New York Times he's never heard of the prize and had no idea he'd won. In Capitol Hill, the House has passed a stripped-down trillion-dollar budget, cuts out nearly $46 billion of requests from the president, heads to the Senate. The Senate could also begin debating President Obama's tax deal today. The president says he's confident Democrats will eventually come around.
I think it is inaccurate to characterize Democrats writ large as feeling, quote-unquote, betrayed. I think Democrats are looking at this bill, and you've already had a whole bunch of them who've said, this makes sense.
Well, will enough lawmakers think the new U.S. nuclear-Russian arms pact will make sense? Here's the president.
I am confident that we are going to be able to get the START treaty on the floor, debated, and completed before we break for the holidays.
There's a new tobacco warning from the Surgeon General, Regina Benjamin, today. She says there's no such thing as a risk-free level of exposure to smoke, and even secondhand smoke or occasional social smoking can increase the risk of heart disease or cancer. Look at the markets now. Asian and European markets mixed. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 11,372. 1228 for the S&P and 2609 for the NASDAQ. Later this hour, details on the DREAM Act in Congress. And music is the message. Stories on the history of hip-hop as the genre pushes 40. Coming up, more about cyber attacks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.